Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that your Holy Spirit does declare your word to us. As we read your word and hear it this morning, may our hearts and minds be open to receive it. And Lord, I pray that the message that I am about to bring forth is yours and yours alone. May we hear your message for each of us. And may we live your message in this world we live in, a world that is filled with hatred, a world that does not know you. May we, your children, be set on fire to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you think of a team, what do you think of? A team. You think of a team, what do you think of? Athletics. Think of the Steelers or the Pirates or, you know, the Rams. Oh, Penguins. Yeah, all the Steeler teams, huh? Have you ever considered the church to be a team? Think about it. Explain to me why, Annie. Why do you think of the church as a team? Oh, Haley, why do you think of the church as a team? Because we all work together. That's right. That's what a team does. A team works together. They work together to deliver a product or a service or to achieve something. Can anybody tell me the acronym for team? Together, everyone achieves more. So nearly all major accomplishments in life are the result of people working together. My grandchildren, with the exception of my one-year-old grandson, all play sports. But I'm going to use my oldest grandson this morning as an example. When he started playing hockey, he was 5 years old. He's now 15. He and his teammates, at the age of five, all wanted to be the one who got that puck down the ice. They all wanted to be the one that got that puck in the net. They wanted to be the best. They wanted to do it all on their own, forgetting there were other kids all around them. They played as if they were the only one and as if they were in competition with their teammates. As he continued to play, he learned the importance of being part of a team. He learned it wasn't always important for him to be the one to get that puck down the ice. It was more important for him to get to that puck to someone who was open to get it down the ice. And he learned that it wasn't important for him to be the one that got that goal, but it was important to get it to the one who could get the goal. So what he learned, as well as many of his other teammates, was the importance was learning to play together, to being part of a team, to working together. Now, my grandson's hockey team last year went undefeated. Now, they didn't do that just because they brought a group of kids together who were all good hockey players. They did it because they learned how to build trusting relationships with one another. They learned by practice. Not every play that they practiced was successful. And they learned that they could work together. And what they could and couldn't do as an individual that they could do as a team. They learned what would work and what wouldn't work by practicing it together. So their success wasn't just because they were a good team, although that was beneficial. Their success was the result of a team working together, of kids who no longer were thinking about themselves, but were thinking about the whole, of the end goal. So now let's get back to the church. Our Christian life should be about being part of a team. We are called to be the body of Christ together. In 1 Corinthians, we are told, now you are the part of the body of Christ, and each one of you has a part in it. What I want you to understand is I have been appointed here by our bishop to help shepherd you. But the leader of our team is Jesus. And so that is another reason that I like to come down and be here, because I am not overlooking you, looking over you. I am with you. I am walking with you. I am here to be part of the team that works together. Jesus, being the leader of the team, is validated in Scripture. It tells us Jesus is head of the body, the church. So I pray that you and I never lose sight of that. I pray that we never lose sight of who is the true leader of God's team. As you know, or most of you know, we have some visitors with us today, and we're happy that you are here with us, and I pray that God brings you a message as well. But Christ Church and Wesley Church have formed a visionary team. Everybody has a seat at the table, and that means that we all can come to the meetings. It means that we can all share our ideas. And if you're visiting with us today, we would love to hear your ideas of what it is that you're looking for in a church. But I want us to think about this. I want us to think about the fact that we should be turning to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for how it is that He is calling us to be His church here in Tyrone, Pennsylvania. That's one thing I love about Tyrone. Our Vacation Bible School, or three United Methodist churches coming together to reach the children of this community. I love that we have a ministerium of pastors of different denominations who come together to look at how it is that we can provide ministries in Tyrone, a product of that being Faith Day. So I want us to think about how it is that God is asking us to cooperate and work together with our sister church for the purpose of winning souls for Jesus Christ. See, that's what our purpose is. Our purpose as a team is to build God's family. It's to win souls for Jesus. Now we need to be realistic as we go through this process. It's not going to be easy. But we need to remember it's not about keeping score. It's about looking at ideas, fresh ideas, old ideas, giving them to God, praying over them, asking Him to lead us and guide us as to what it is that He wants us to do, that we may reach out to others in our community. We need to be in prayer that God's Holy Spirit, it will reveal to us what God wants us to hear. And then we need to listen. We need to open our hearts and our minds to listen to God's Holy Spirit. We're going to bring ideas to the table, and some of them will be rejected, and that's okay, because as we pray over them, if we see that God says, no, this isn't where I'm leading you, then we need to remember that we're part of God's team. Jesus is the head of our team. The Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us. And so if that's not part of God's plan, then we need to be willing to put it aside. We need to see where it is God is leading us so that we can follow the command that Jesus gave us, to go and make disciples in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as United Methodists, we need to remember that the mission of our church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. So, in being part of God's team, it's important that He lead us. It's important that we know what He wants. And this is also important for our daily lives. It will help us live every day of our lives if we know what it is that God wants for us. Remember in Jeremiah when God said, I have a plan for you to prosper? Well, the only way our lives can prosper is if we're listening to the voice of God and to what it is that He has for each of us. I understand that Christ Church and Wesley Church are two very different congregations. And that's okay. We have a lot of different congregations, a lot of different denominations in our community. But my hope and my prayer is that we can build these churches because we are part of a team. And you know what? Maybe the church we build is the Presbyterian Church or the Lutheran Church. That's okay too. Because it's about winning souls for Jesus Christ. And so, but I pray that God will use us to look at the churches who are part of this visionary team and will allow us to see what will work to build His United Methodist Church here in Tyrone. But I can tell you this, it's not going to be easy. Satan doesn't want God's church to be built. Satan doesn't want us to grow. And Satan's going to do all he can do to convince us otherwise. He's going to try to discourage us from working together as a team. He's going to try to keep us divided. He's going to try to discourage us from coming together to look at what ministries we can help one another with. Even if we worship in separate buildings. And He's going to use our buildings also as a way to try and keep us separate. We need to understand every church is unique. Every individual is unique. Look around. Do any of us look the same? Do any of us act exactly the same? No, because God made us all unique. But it's when that uniqueness of everyone can come together to work together that we can build God's family. And so we need to remember that we are here to encourage one another. We are here to build up one another. And we are here to reach out to those who are not yet here. Not necessarily here in this church, but here in a worshiping community of Jesus Christ. But what we want is we want people to be part of a community where they are being fed and where their faith can grow. Our prayer is that that is with us, but maybe it isn't, and that's okay. Satan's going to try to encourage us to stay within our comfort zones. But God pushes us to go outside of our comfort zones. And so we need to trust him when he is calling us to move outside of the box that we have placed ourselves in. To work well as a team, we need to remember the words that we heard in Romans this morning. Through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. In other words, my friends, this is not going to be easy. It is not going to be easy. But I'd like you to remember Jean's words that she shared last week, and I'm going to paraphrase them. And for those who weren't here, Jean talked about an orchestra. Have any of you ever been to where an orchestra is warming up? And you hear those instruments all warming up, and they don't sound well. But then the maestro goes up there and he stands, and they begin to play together, and they make this beautiful music together. Well, when we allow Jesus to be head of the church, when we allow the master to lead us, we will make beautiful music together. And it will allow us all to work together to build the kingdom of God. When we allow God's Holy Spirit to lead us and guide our thoughts, we will be able to bring those ideas to the table to share with one another. And I don't want anyone to ever think that the thought they have is a stupid thought, because I will tell you, if that has come from God's Holy Spirit, he has placed it in your heart and he has placed it in your mind, and he wants you to bring it before us. So it's very important that we all look to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for all that we say and do each and every day of our lives. Because it's when we look to him that we can be the best disciples that he is calling us to be. And it's when we are being the best disciples that he is calling us to be that we can begin to bring others to Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Today is Trinity Sunday. We need to remember the Trinity was, the Trinity is, and the Trinity will forever be. And not one part of the Trinity is greater than the other. They exist together. They're not in competition with each other, and neither are you and I. Just as those little hockey players learned that, as they matured in their playing, as we mature in our faith, we learn that we can come together and work together. In the Gospel of John, we are told, therefore, since you have been justified through faith, we have peace with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. See, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are working in each and every one of our lives. We have to trust them, and we have to allow God to lead us. And when we allow God to lead us, we will be shaped by our triune God. Every aspect of the Trinity will have an impact in our lives. We are a team. We are a team that should live together, work together, and be in relationship with one another. The focus of our team is to build a Christian community, to bring others into that knowledge and that saving grace of Jesus Christ. And so, with the Spirit of truth, with the assurance that is in God's will that is declared to every one of us, may we live into God's will as we look to where He is leading us. Amen.